Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. WQAM's Whiskey, Stars, and Cigars, presented by Edmore Sawgrass Audemars, coming your way on Friday. If you guys want to come on out to Tabacon at Plantation Walk and hang out with us, we're going to have lots of fun. We're going to enjoy ourselves. We're going to talk sports unfiltered. You guys can enjoy a whiskey and a cigar from Drew Street and enjoy our projector with a large screen.
Yeah.
You can take in some playoff hockey. I'm not going to say what team, but you guys know what team. I got it. Playoff hockey. No registration is needed, so stop on by Whiskey, Stars, and Cigars at Tabacon at Plantation Walk this Friday. It's free. It's presented by Edmore Sawgrass Audemars, your 2024 Dealer of the Year. 22 acres of new and pre-owned Chevys, Cadillacs, and Buicks. Visit them online at edmoresawgrass.com. You must be 21 or over to attend.
Tobin, are you going to be on Vatican Watch after the show?
Have they started?
Yeah.
We're going for the white smoke? Is that what's going on?
Yeah. It is an interesting dynamic of how they do that, right? And I've never been more interested, but I always watch.
I think there's a Tobin up for the Pope.
Oh, okay. Dang, he's Tobin. In my vote then.
I think there's a Tobin up for the Pope.
What
Pope
do we vote?
For what? Pope Petty?
The Pope. Like, oh. The Pope. Now, I don't know if he can still be Tobin. I think you change your name afterwards.
Popin.
But, yeah, you pick a name. I think you don't you pick a former Pope's name or something?
I got odds. This was a week ago. And TC from Kiss Country.
Ooh.
TC and Dina B in the morning.
Odds for who's going to be the next pope? Are we serious?
He gave me odds for the next pope.
Come on.
And there was a Joseph W. Tobin at plus 2,800.
Whoa!
For the next pope. Draft going crazy.
It's a long shot.
You know, it's not the first time I've heard of that, though. I feel like someone else mentioned it on the chat a couple days ago.
That there's a Pope Tobin?
No, there's like a whole pope draft.
Pope pool?
Yes.
Where do we vote?
You think there's a Pope combine?
Oh, yes.
Like, you think the Pope's like, say, all right, let's see how fast you can get out the, you can put out the incense.
But, like, when you get selected over somebody else, then all those other people got to kiss the ring?
Yeah.
Suckers.
Yep.
Dude, if you watch, I'm telling you what, people don't understand how powerful the church was back in the day. Like, all these countries, like, that wanted to attack other countries, they had to get approval from the Pope because they had the biggest army. And if you attack somebody without their support, they would then attack you. It's like, just go look at some of the movies, the earlier movies about the English power, or you know, stuff like that. It is amazing.
It says, according to Google AI, Cardinal Joseph W. Tobin, the Archbishop of Newark, is being considered as a potential successor to Pope Francis and could be the first American pope.
Wait, he's from Newark?
No, he's actually from Detroit, but he is his what do you call that? Your
Popeman.
Do they are they familiar with Jersey?
Your diocese is in New Jersey.
Hey, are they familiar with Jersey?
What about it?
I'm just saying.
Now yous can't leave.
Now yous can't leave.
I don't think.
Wow.
Actually, that's Bronx.
Let's put it this way. And I don't know these guys from, you know, and so this is strictly my own assessment based on America. Hmm. Would Americans select a pope from Jersey?
If he's top pope?
Yeah. No.
If he's top cardinal?
God, no. What are his stats like? How many miracles has he performed?
I don't know. We got to see what his wingspan is when it comes to holding a staff.
Need all that.
What does he do? He runs in the 40 in like 12 seconds because they're all really old.
How many Hail Marys can he do in the 40?
All right, let's see. How long can he kneel on the pew before he gets tired?
He needs stamina to be pope.
No, he doesn't kneel. Everybody kneels before him.
Yeah,
everybody has to kneel when they pray. Just because you're pope, you're not God. If he prays...
No, you don't pray. When you're giving the sermons... Everybody else kneels. You don't kneel.
He's got to kneel.
In the middle of sermons, but in regular prayer, when they're being holy, they still have to kneel.
Got to kneel.
Does kneeling make it more holy?
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, sure. When I had to throw down the kneeler.
Ooh.
Oh, dude.
Oh, get ready. And I'll tell you what.
You know what I used to do? I used to do the kneel sit.
Oh,
so I break the little thing down and put the light weight on the knees,
yeah,
while keeping most of the weight on my butt. Dude,
cheeks.
Yeah, listen, when my early Catholic school days, when I tried that move, the nuns were not having it. They say, cheeks up.
Cheeks up.
Yeah, I went to Catholic school, so we had to do church on Thursdays. That was a class.
According to the Detroit Free Press, Tobin was a confidant of Pope Francis. I've never been a confidant. I wish I was a confidant. He elevated Tobin to the College of Cardinals in 2016.
Ooh.
He's the first Detroit native priest to become a Catholic cardinal. Some reports have said Tobin may be a strong candidate to replace Francis, although others have not mentioned him as a likely choice.
Well, how many languages does he speak? That's big.
Ooh.
Right? I don't know.
Most of the popes speak a lot of languages. They have to do sermons.
Definitely got
to
know Latin, right? You got to know Latin. You got to know Latin, right? Like that's the OG of what it's going for.
Mm.
Wow, Tobin, that's the OG. That's the OG of what they're going for.
That's what they say, dude. They do it in Latin.
Oh my goodness!
It says Tobin is an advocate for immigrants who has defended the progressive inclusive teachings of Pope Francis, openly welcomed LGBTQ people into services, emphasizing the need for compassion over exclusion. He suggested the church might in the future allow women to be ordained into the ministry. Progressive Pope.
Look at that. Look at that.
Oh my goodness.
USA Today is live streaming the conclave's coverage. It begins between 6 a.m. and 9 p.m. So it could get picked today. They could just decide this today.
No, they never do it on the first day. It's lingered. And keep in mind the time difference.
Well, I gave you the time. Like, that's when it's going. It's from 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. What is that in? Is it in Italy?
Yeah, I think so.
Right?
The Vatican. It's his own country.
What?
But kind of Italy, right?
The Vatican is its own
Is it its own country or own city?
I don't know.
Vatican City is a country.
It's like D.C. It's like its own little thing.
What are we doing here? District of the Vatican.
Correct. It's its own.
It's like its own.
South end of Italy.
I think we need to make some changes to that.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
I agree with this now. I know that now.
Hey.
Yeah.
How about you go to church every now and then before you start making suggestions?
I've gone to a couple churches before. Church is chicken.
If you say church is chicken, Marcos.
Minus one.
Why do I know you?
Good stuff. Really slept on. You know, even Jason got your bit.
Really slept on, you know? No one really does that.
Karen says, Brendan Tobin would trade his top cardinal for Kevin Durant. You bet your ass. Riley, be with you. And also with you. We are trading Kevin Durant in exchange for Cardinal Tobin. As we wail into the offseason, can I get a...
Oh, my goodness. Lad, if you love church, if you love Church's Chicken, you definitely grew up in the hood, because Church's Chicken is hood chicken.
Yeah, it's good stuff, though.
Can I see some white smoke come from
hey, I'm gonna tell you, if you see white smoke, if you see white smoke in that area, it ain't from
No.
Somebody was showing Stunt Steve was showing me what is this? This is Grand Theft Auto. Is that what's coming out?
Yes.
It takes place in Miami.
Yeah.
Correct.
And that the pro teams, Leroy, they have switched the Dolphins and the Heat. The Dolphins are the Manatees and the Heat. Narcos. Their logo is cocaine.
Okay. Oh, my goodness.
That's great. Bad. Sorry. Bad.
What?
But great.
RV Abridge said, thou shalt not defame the portly.
Ooh, I like these Manatees jerseys, though.
But if you do, it's just five Hail Marys and five Our Fathers.
Wow.
Man, that's not a deterrent. Crimes need to be deterrents.
Pope Tobin, shall we accept...
Penalties need to be deterrents, right?
I mean, listen, if you got to kneel and say the prayers, it's not fun.
Not fun.
Not fun.
Kneel on some rice. Be tough.
Pope Tobin, shall we bring in Zion Williamson? As long as he can stay away from Astron... Amen.
Thompson and his brother. Wingspan times two.
In the book of Spolstro, it writes, please stop being a turnstile Tyler Hero. Stand there and guard ye yard.
7-footers shall not play right away.
Thou shalt
wait until it's absolutely necessary and then complain that they're not caught up to speed.
Those who do not communicate in defense get sent to Sioux Falls. Amen.
Oh my goodness.
All right, before I go to hell, I'll go to break.
Okay, thanks. Solid.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
All right, welcome back. Tobin and Leroy, take you guys up until 2 here on the program. Let you go.
He called. He said, I spotted 4 black Cardinals. One looked like Sammy Davis Jr. reincarnated. However, Sammy Davis Jr. was Jewish. So, not possible.
Well, I mean, looks are looks, are they not? I mean, if it is...
I guess... There's plenty of us. Pick another one.
Paul Maurice still being badgered by the media.
Still.
And he's still getting annoyed. He gets annoyed. He even gets annoyed cool.
No, this is annoying, though, Jordan, at this point.
Jordan McPherson from the Miami Herald, he puts on Twitter the question, Paul, I'm not sure if the Leafs are going to give Sam Bennett any extra attention. Paul Maurice goes, who? And then he goes, but the fans will. And Paul Maurice answers, are they going to be wearing skates?
I love that man.
Hey, perfect. That is
filthy. The best answers.
Wow.
You know why? Let me tell you something. Ain't none of them fans going to put on skates. You know why? Because then it becomes real, and what comes out of your mouth, you got to be dealt with.
Damn, that's good. So that gets going. 7 o'clock tonight is your puck drop for Game 3. Meanwhile, some NBA news within the last hour. Steph Curry.
Out.
Sham says he is a grade 1 left hamstring strain. He was ruled out for Game 2. But Shams then adds, the Warriors expect Steph Curry to miss at least 1 week with the hamstring strain. The exact.
Let me explain something to you. He's a jump shooter.
And a runner. He runs all over the place.
And it's not like he could go out there like Isaiah Thomas did for one game. He has to be Steph Curry all the time or none of the time. And that's what sucks about it, is because the way he plays and the demands that are required for him to play his role put a lot of pressure on his hammies.
Yeah, I mean, he runs like all over the place just to try and get open.
We'll see now. Like the game just went from exciting to fluid to a rock fight, because that's the only way the Warriors can win, right? If they just make it a rock fight.
I mean, unless you got an insane shooting performance from Pajemski and from, if Buddy Hield keeps it up, Buddy Hield's been on fire.
But
they're gonna need they're gonna need a lot of punch from Jimmy.
If Buddy Hield could do that on a nightly basis, would he be there, right? Because one of the reasons why a lot of these guys go to Golden State, because you're playing alongside Steph, and your shots are more open. You get more opportunities.
Unless there's something with this Jimmy Butler buddy bromance that is that brings the universe together.
All right.
People want their power of friendship.
No, I'm Batman.
Let me ask you a question. What happens if Ant-Man says, I got Jimmy?
What happens?
Yeah.
I don't know. Didn't have him last night.
I'm just, you're going to change it up a little bit, right? Because I'm going to tell you right now, the first person I'm going to.
Well, I think his coach Finch.
Is Rudy damn Gobert.
Well, here's the thing, though. Chris Finch said this last night, and this is the thing, is like, he's like, in the regular season, we can give Ant a break of him defending, you know, whomever. I guess in this team, you'd probably have him guard Pajemski or Buddy Hield. It's like, you can't do that in the playoffs. He kind of called him out last night. Said he didn't bring it up. He didn't bring it up, and he didn't. He stunk. So we'll see. You know, but this
we'll
is.
We'll see.
If Jimmy is able to pull this off, I mean, come on, man.
It won't. It'd be great if he could pull it off. I'm not even disputing that. But again, my whole issue with Jimmy is that he couldn't do that for the team that was paying him.
In the regular season, but he's done that in the playoffs consistently. He has. I mean, you can't deny it. I don't even understand.
I'm not. How far back you going to go in sports?
It was a year ago, Leroy.
Last year, how far did they go?
Last year, they got bounced in the first round. He blew out his knee in the first in the play-in.
And the year before that.
And went to the NBA Finals. The year before that, they went to the Game 7 of the Eastern Conference Finals. He was a shot away from back-to-back finals. The year before that, they got swept. And the year before that, they went to the finals. He's got a pretty good resume on his hands, dude.
Okay.
The nickname doesn't come from anywhere.
Can I just say this? That you like Jimmy. But I could take another player and put him in that same position, and you would say, but he has a
You gave Kawhi more credit for winning two games in a series against the Clippers than Jimmy Butler has.
Wait a minute. Kawhi is really hurt. And when he plays, he never half-assed.
Which is never.
Okay.
Which is never.
Kawhi's
got the better. Kawhi's got the better resume, but he's been more.
I don't care about resume.
Dude, he's been I'm more. Saying, his Clippers tenure. He just finished his first healthy season with the Clippers. He's been with the Clippers for
the
6 years.
You're comparing Jimmy to Kawhi is the problem.
Why?
Because Kawhi never plays, and if Jimmy's anywhere close to that, that's the problem.
I don't understand your comparison. I don't really.
I'm saying if we're comparing how much Jimmy plays to how much Kawhi plays, it shouldn't even be a conversation.
Okay, but I'm saying you gave Kawhi his flowers for winning two games.
Championships.
Okay, how far back are we going to go, Leroy?
He still got.
How
two
far back are we going to go?
He still got two championships.
Okay, good for him. Good for him. I'm not for taking away people's accomplishments. You were two seconds ago.
That. Wade County. I will agree with you there. Jimmy has played with worse rosters. He's done more with less. I would question that and say, go look at Toronto's roster.
Oh, Toronto's roster that had Kyle Lowry, Fred VanVleet, Pascal Siakam, OG Anunoby.
Siakam wasn't what he is
Marcus
now.
It doesn't matter. They were on the team. You're acting like it was a bunch of bums.
No, I didn't say that. I didn't say that.
Go look at that roster. You'd be surprised how loaded it was.
Oh, now you're saying it's loaded.
Go look at it. Just go look at it. Go look at it. But go look at it.
And now you're celebrating Kyle.
I'm not.
That's funny.
Okay. You're being silly. You're so boxed in. It's not even funny.
I'm not boxed in.
You're boxed in. And I bet
you. So you would take Jimmy over Kawhi?
I mean, like, what does that mean?
Just what I said.
Just like over career? No, Kawhi's gotten to the heights.
I'm not saying over a career.
I could have one tomorrow for my team. I'd take Jimmy. Which is kind of silly because you sit here and you're telling me you won't take Ja Morant, Zion Williamson. You've been berating me all offseason about it. And Kawhi Leonard is like literally the OG of all of those guys.
I know, but I'm just saying I'm comparing him to Jimmy, who also does the same crap.
Not like Kawhi.
Because he's hurt. He has bone on bone.
Mm. So now we're grading injuries.
No, that's a lifelong injury. That's not something you just fix.
Take a break. Back after this.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy.
Oh, this is one of my favorite songs. You know why?
No.
Guitar Hero.
Ah. If you guys want to go see Post Malone and Jelly Roll at Hard Rock Stadium on June 8th, text the word circles to 20357. Text the word circles to 20357. For more info, go to WQM.com. It's a text contest. Message and data rates apply. Don't text and drive. This is a Live Nation show. You guys know we like the animal hijinks here. Have you guys seen what happened in Ohio?
No, but I can imagine it's not pretty.
Well, you can base here on the local news, which okay. says, raccoon caught in car holding meth pipe.
Okay. Okay.
I'm sorry, what?
Yeah, let's go to the news report.
Police in Springfield Township, Ohio, captured this video here while stopping a 55-year-old driver with an outstanding warrant and suspended license. Now, she also had a pet raccoon in the car named Chewy. Known for their agile hands, this raccoon showed officers something else they needed to know here. Its owner had meth pipes in the vehicle, and that is
yes.
The body cam captured the raccoon holding one of them to its mouth. Oh, no. The driver was detained without incident. I mean, it looks like he's smoking it. The raccoon's like, if you're going to take me in, I'm taking one last hit of this.
And he's like just riding shotgun in the car there. That is crazy.
Makes you wonder if the raccoon has done that before.
Maybe so.
There's so much going on in that story.
Chewie's getting high as a kite. What is Wait, going? Could you imagine them driving along? You want to hit this? I'm good. Because if you're on crack like that, you probably think the raccoon is talking to you.
Oh, that woman definitely thinks that the raccoon is talking to it.
What? I mean, it's named.
The discovery happened after Springfield police conducted a traffic stop to search the vehicle. They found out that there was a warrant out for the arrest. They found a methamphetamine, a crack cocaine, and 3 used pipes elsewhere in the car. Jeez Louise.
This is,
That's crazy.
Seems like a Florida thing. I'm surprised. I don't
know. You're surprised? Ohio's like that too?
I guess so.
I want to know why they showed the picture of the raccoon but not the driver. I want to see if the driver, like,
I have the police footage.
Matches the like description.
I have the police footage of the driver. She's high as a kite, Yogi.
Oh, really?
Seems like she was barking down the wrong tree.
Brandon, Springfield Township Police Department.
Okay, stop it. Stop it, Josh. How are you?
So the reason I stopped you is you are suspended with a warrant for your arrest.
I am?
So do me a favor. Turn off the car, put the keys up on the dash, detain you for that warrant, and because you are suspended actively. Oh. Hey. What?
Come here. I love how the cops are laughing.
The raccoon has her meth pipe.
As what?
Oh my god.
Her meth pipe. He's playing with the meth pipe right now. No, don't reach for it. That's evidence now.
Oh, I don't want him to have
that.
Well,
that's why I'm going to do it.
Hey, buddy.
Huh?
It's okay.
Okay, you're on. He'll be here in 2 minutes.
That raccoon is ready to get high as hell.
I love how they're just cracking up at this.
The most exciting part of that is not that she has a pet raccoon, but that the raccoon has a meth pipe. Like,
also, what? Was there a dog in the car?
With a raccoon?
I think there's a lot of things in that car, J-Fig.
This is what she's smoking meth in.
Okay.
The raccoon playing with her meth pipe.
Okay. All
right.
He's too high to say that's not mine.
Oh, there's no one. He's trying to smoke it.
All right.
Okay, this cop is not being professional. This cop is not being professional.
What are you supposed to do with that game? It is funny.
Hey, hold on. Marcos.
It is funny.
I can make you the meanest, baddest officer in South Florida. Yes. You pull up on a purple car with a lady wearing a matching purple sweatshirt.
Also, have you seen her windows? Is that...
Right. And... You see the lady,
yeah,
and there's a warrant for her arrest.
Yep. She's not going
anywhere.
And then
you look in the car, and there's a raccoon
named Chewy
holding a crack pipe like he's smoking it.
Meth pipe.
Can't forget
pipe.
The name.
And then she says, no, 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 he can't have that. All about just admitting that it's mine.
Well, she's
How
high.
You're not going to chuckle out of that.
I mean, it's a good day at work. Admittedly, like, you have things that, as a police officer, all the things that you have to face. You could face either hostility, shootouts, or crack raccoon.
It can turn anyone's day.
That's shocking, though. Raccoon.
That's fine.
All right.
Oh, there's no one.
He pulls out the second one, that's when the cop
there's
loses.
No way.
You know what I would have said?
All right.
You
press all right. Enough fun.
Light it up.
Games.
Here. Yeah. He said enough playing games.
Enough playing games. Are you serious?
Oh, she had more than one.
She had three.
Keep an eye. She was trying to take the meth pipe out of the car.
Keep an eye on her. Forget about the varmint.
Where's she going to go? She's walking with a cane.
Keep an eye on her in case she tries to take any more crack pipes from the raccoons.
Jeez. Puffing on that Pocahontas. I see you, raccoon. That was the fact that he pulled out a second one.
Oh, somebody said, Jukebox said, are we watching the same video? The lady arrested wasn't the same one in the purple sweater.
Yeah, but I think I would venture to guess that's probably her parents because it was an old lady, but not an old lady, but because that lady was arrested. But then she's like, well, I don't want him to have the crack pipe. No, can't take that. Do they have? Here's the thing, though. Mm. Do you have to take the raccoon in for evidence? How does that work?
Yeah, you have any little raccoon handcuffs? Like,
first of all, is there an animal that you would approach a car in and see it and say, I can't mess with that? Because I was thinking, I can't think of too many people walking up to a trash panda.
If they told me that it was a domestic raccoon, I think I'd be okay. Like, yeah.
There is no such thing!
Well, obviously there is. That's her pet.
Look, hello, look.
That's her pet, Chewy.
Look at Chewy.
Chewy the raccoon.
They're close.
Without a doubt, intangible.
Oh, here we go. From CBS News, the raccoon was not harmed, police said, and the officers confirmed that the lady had documents needed to legally own the animal. People in Ohio are allowed to have pet raccoons, but the process to keep them is highly regulated and permits are required. So she had a permit for the crack raccoon, just not for the meth.
Wait, Jason said Leroy had a domestic squirrel. That's not what happened. The squirrel was dying in the pool. and we tried to save the squirrel.
I can't wait to write the description on this one. We closed the show out. The only way we know how.
With a crack raccoon.
With a raccoon.
Remember we had the guy who was talking about them crack bears?
Oh, He goes,
those crack bears will kill you. So we have crack bears and crack raccoons. Hmm. But he was like, they were trying to make it so you could legally shoot bears because we were worried about the crack bears. Did that ever get through Congress here?
So when you run into one of these crack bears, you should be able to shoot it.
It's not a bad point. You know, we've thought of 100 men versus a gorilla. What about a crack
bear? If you're a grown-ass man and you are going in front of a Congress of any kind, I don't care if it's Barney Fife Congress, and you talking about crack bears, there is nobody going to take you serious. How you going to pass a law and everybody chuckling at you like these dudes were with the raccoon with the crack pipe? And they immediately, they forgot about everything else going on with the lady and all the crack pipes. They mentioned she was legally allowed to have the raccoon.
Well, she was. Because if you're trying to rack up charges, you got the crack paraphernalia. You could also get a charge for illegally possessing an animal, but she had that squared away.
At that point, like, just open the car door. Raccoon had just run away.
But that's his pet. That's her pet. That's her zoo.
She ain't gonna need a pet for a minute.
We don't know.
Yes, dude, she already had a warrant for arrest and she get caught with crack? Yeah. Well, how you think that's gonna go?
Good behavior.
That's not good behavior. The raccoon hit crack. That's terrible
behavior. She also had a pet raccoon in the car named Chewy. Known for their agile hands, this raccoon showed officers something else they needed to know here. Its owner had meth pipes in the vehicle, and that is what I think it is. The body cam captured the raccoon holding one of them to its mouth.
So, why does she have NASCAR windows?
That's what I was trying to tell you. And also, if you look at the side of the car,
she wanted air to get in while they
open it.
But wait, look on the other side. There is no door.
Yeah, that's like something you put in your patio.
Is that a Hyundai?
Well, you know what?
She's got a NASCAR Hyundai. That's intangibles all the way.
Okay, but you don't want to know something? I bet what happens is Chewy in her smoking that meth. But I bet Chewy also wants to take a look out the window. But you can't have like it looking out the window and like it might jump out. It might have a dog come after it. So you put a little bit of protection up there for Chewy.
NASCAR protection.
NASCAR though? She got NASCAR windows on the Hyundai. Dude, that's some different level stuff right there.
Chip.
She even took down the inside of the door to make sure Chewy doesn't open the door from the inside. Right.
He's smoking the crack.
He's a smart, very smart raccoon.
Like, I got to get out of here. And he opens the door and runs, and she trying to avoid that?
No, correct. Chewy, no. Chewy's like, yeah, but once you know, once Chewy's about to relapse, he's like, I guess I got to go back to the crazy lady. So cold.
Oh, hey, Daysouth said it perfectly. Why are we trying to figure out crackhead decisions?
We're just observing, honestly.
I don't want him to have it.
Can I just say this? That's a different level of commitment to have a raccoon. When you rip the inside of your door, the door panels on the inside of your car and put NASCAR windows on your windows, right? That's a different level.
Well, the field mouse is fast.
But it's one window NASCAR, and then the back window is like the patio to like put your vines in.
Oh, she couldn't afford all windows.
Yeah, she probably had the whole make it.
Buying too much crack.
It's a crackhead we're talking about.
I know.
It's very smart if you think about it.
We're trying to make sense of a person that is not making sense.
The only issue she seemed to have was that she got caught. She prepared for the raccoon well.
The only reason why she got caught because there was already a warrant for her arrest.
Yeah, that's a problem.
She wouldn't have never got stopped. Who wouldn't? If I see a purple Hyundai, I'm just saying, pull it over. It's a purple.
What happened, Cliff?
Yeah, I got a call on a 418 here.
Wildlife and crack?
Yeah, that's right. I got Chewy the raccoon smoking out of a pipe here.
Was he driving?
I'd like to see 100 men versus
maybe
a raccoon.
Maybe he drives some days.
Probably the most sober one there.
Hey, if she get lit up on that crack, that she probably looked over and said, hey, Chewy, maybe you ought to drive.
Chewy, switch seats with me.
You make your own bed. I'm not going away for this. In fact, I'm going to snatch him and roll over on you.
Do they have to test the raccoon for crack? And then charge the lady with cruelty to animals?
She forced it on me.
Okay. Is he scratching? I didn't even want it.
I didn't even want it.
He can't even say that because he was reaching for the pipe again.
Yeah.
Did you guys get Taco Bell?
And I don't understand. Listen. As a non-intangible.
I am hungry.
Why? I ain't never been that close to a raccoon.
Just say heavens.
So why they just reach in and take they just reached in and took the raccoon, the pipe from the raccoon. Like he ain't go all Animal Kingdom on him.
I mean, the raccoon did look pretty high. He's too swift.
I mean, listen, I think you're dealing with a different type of animal once you see him try to smoke the pipe. Right? Like the fact they even know how to put the pipe in his mouth. And then the lady said he can't have that. And they should have looked at him and said, evidently, he's already had it because he looked like a pro up in here.
Chewy, are you okay?
I'm so cold.
You got to give him with that Narcan. Give him a shot. I'm cracking. I can see the light. Chewy's over there. Crack it up. Give him it with the Narcan.
All right, everybody, that's our show. We'll talk to you rascals and crackcoons tomorrow.
I'm high as a kite, Yogi.
So when you run into one of these crack bears, you should be able to shoot it. We're talking about the ones that are on crack.
Hey, boo-boo, we gotta do some blow.
You're barking down the wrong tree. My interaction with a monkey ain't gonna be to the point where I could get herpes. I don't care what the monkey got.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.